Bethalto, today on Old School 95.5.
What if the mother isn't working, is not able to work, maybe because of mental problems?
Well, every situation is unique, and in some cases, you know.
She gets an income tax check each year. Well, so should that income tax check go to the father that's raising the children?
It should, because if he's the legal custodial parent, and it's on the books, and yes, they take income tax checks of millions of fathers and forward it to the mother each and every year.
Now, if the woman doesn't have custody of a child or children, should she even get an income tax check?
Well, that goes back to her being employed in order to even draw an income tax check. So that's based on her income from employment.
Interesting.
Now, the bottom line to me, though, is two wrongs don't make a right.
No, it doesn't.
So when you have a system that takes from one parent and gives to the other parent, even though both parents have average incomes, that's not right. It's not going to work. It's never going to work. And it's never going to work trying to expect one person with an average income to provide for two households. So whether it's the man or the woman who has primary custody, two wrongs don't make a right. To expect someone to provide for two households every month for potentially 20 years is not going to work. It doesn't work. And we need to come up with a different solution. Shared parenting legislation is out there, which is what Lawrence was talking about, which is equal custody and equal
physical and legal custody.
Yeah, that's out there.
And the state of Missouri should become an active participant in that, and that will hold both parents accountable, both parents responsible. You get 30 days out the month, and you will end the common story of many women will say, well, I'm the only one taking care of my child. Well, actually, if you hand over the child over to the dad and allow him to take care of his kid for 15 days out the month, it'll be shared. And then you would not have the total burden. And a lot of times we need the system to be implemented to support that. Hey, 50% the dad gets the child. 50% the mother's gets the child.
See, and it doesn't have to be within a particular month, because we talked about that earlier. It could be
whatever they agree to.
It could be within a year, you know, 50% of the year, 50%. It could be within 2 years, a year over here, a year over there. It could be within
whatever they agree to that works for.
2 years over here, two over there. It could be every 5 years or every 4 years. But it can be even out. But still, it's not expecting one parent to provide for two households. That's an unwinnable, that's an unfeasible solution.
Oh, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Eric, because when we may even talked about the child tax care credit. Now, we know that the women normally file the child tax care credit, you know, when they have the custody of the child. So how about each year you rotate that? 1 year, the mother filed it. The very next year, the father filed it. Rotate that for 21 years between both of those parents.
And has that worked before?
Well, it can work. But the problem is when the mother don't want to give that father that leeway, you know, and it can work. Yes, there is a viable solution, and it should be standard for all families, seeing that how the divorce rate is 50%.
Yes.
Okay, seeing how we know there are failed relationships, but we got to get beyond that, and we got to hold both parents accountable and make it equal, plain and simple. And there are ways that you can make it equal.
What about gentlemen that have taken care of a child that later on, while they're paying child support, finds out that that child really isn't theirs? So why do they continue to take money out of this gentleman's check for child support?
Well, Steve, this is, you know, the legislators once again. We got the...
He's not the father.
He's not the father. Then he should be immediately released
from that child support obligation.
But that's why we got to get these legislators and judges that we vote for in office to change that policy. It should be up to that person individually. If he wants to on his own, then that's his decision. But we shouldn't be forced to. His assets should not be taken. He should not be forced to pay child support for a child that is not biologically his.
In this country, we are the ones who are responsible for everything. I mean, we're the taxpayers, we're the jurors,
yes,
and we're the voters. Okay, so whatever happens, it's because we are not taking an active stance in correcting what's going on.
And paternity fraud, Steve, then we need to start incarcerating ladies who make false allegations. And for that example, the person who made the false allegation, they know who they had sex with, they know when, and they know how. And so therefore, if they have to keep a logbook, hey, that's something personal that they need to do. But when you make a false allegation and you say, well, this father, he's a father, he comes out not to be the father, then there should be some type of penalty that that individual pay. But right now, you know, in the state of Missouri, they can go through 3, 4, 5, 6 people until they find who the father is.
That's crazy.
And who's paying that? Who's paying that price? The state is the taxpayers.
Right. The taxpayers
are paying
that money.
That money for her to find out who the father of her child is. But then again, the state wins, because once they do find a father, then that means he's going to be in the system for 21 years. Mm. And then the state is going to qualify for more millions of dollars from the federal government to keep the system going.
And once the father finds out that that was not his child, there is no way the mom is going to say, hey, well, is there any way I can get the money back?
And the state should give all the money that he paid. The state should write a check and give him the money back. It's that simple.
We're having a great discussion this morning about child support. And with me, we're talking to Lawrence Turner, former employee with Child Support Services, and Eric Harriel from Breaking the Cycle. Gentlemen, everything is in our face these days with the internet, tablets, smartphones, you name it, it's out there. And the world is changing constantly day by day. Here's an example. A young man, married, raising his child, the couple divorces, the man is paying child support for his son, come to find out it's not his son, however, it's the wife's brother's son, and the reason why, because of incest. Gentlemen, have you heard of any type of situation like this? Eric?
Oh, yeah, I have. Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is the movie Mandingo.
With Ken Norton back in the
right,
day.
Right, and Ken Norton, the
ex-boxer.
That's right. The main characters who were the white man and the white woman, they didn't get along because the first time he had sex with her, he realized, hey, this was not your first time.
Right.
The person who she had been having sex with was her brother. So that's the first thing that came to my mind. But what you were just saying happens all the time, though. And, it really doesn't matter if it was her brother or not, or her neighbor or his friend or her friend or whatever. It's deception. It's deception, and the man should get his money back. For one, he should get his money back. But unfortunately, they don't do that.
Bottom line, can the father sue the mother for back child support?
Well, I think the simple solution would be, since there is an accounting of the child support that he has paid through the state, then the state print off how much you pay up until that point and simply issue a check and refund it directly back to him. That's simple. So he was deceived. And he wasn't aware of this fact, and it was brought to him years later, and they immediately closed the case, issued a check, pay every dime that he paid in child support, give it right back to their father.
Would the law force the woman to do that?
No, the state is the ones that's keeping, you know, accountability of that money, and then the state can turn around and sue the mother. Yeah. Is that simple? Okay. You know what I'm saying? So to recoup the funds. You know, so, and that is something that is sad. It should never happen. It should definitely never occur. And hopefully the morals of our society can get above that and beyond that. But when any father that discovers at any time, and the truth is they have limits on that, you know, statutory limits on that. And it should be no limits on that. Mm-hmm. Because after a certain period of time, they say, we don't care if that person is a biological father or not. He is the father as far as the child is concerned. And no, that should be something that that person on his own free will decides. Not the state deciding it for him or judges deciding that for him.
Modifications for child support. How long does it take in the state of Missouri?
A child support order stays in effect for 36 months. And then anyone who's within the system can simply mail in the letter and request a modification of their child support. So it's just as simple as your date, your name, say, I request a modification of case, mail in that letter, and then what you will receive is a CSC 500 in which you receive back an application to fill out, you know, regarding your financial status, you know, if you qualify. Now, if you don't qualify, then you'll receive a denial letter and it will state the specific reason. You may have to wait 36 months.
How many months?
36 months, which is 3-year time limit.
That's an awful long time.
Are the cases
backed up that much in Jeff City?
The cases are, when I worked at the Wainwright building, the cases are backed up. They're backed up from the floor to the ceiling, you know, and you have a lot of, so those policies had to be placed in accordance with the Missouri statutes unless a person has an attorney and get it modified through the courts.
Wow.
But when you go through the state of Missouri, it requires a simple letter, you mail it in, and then you have to wait.
Is that usually the process, 36 months in all states, or is that just
Missouri? No, that is in Missouri. All 50 states have different laws regarding child support that pertains to that particular state. For example, in Missouri, child support stops at 21 only if that child is going to college. And in other states, in some states, it stops at the age of 18.
Mm.
Okay. So another thing fathers need to be aware of is once their son or daughter graduate from high school and they must be enrolled in college full time, 12 credit hours, and pass those 12 credit hours in order for the child support
to
continue. Yeah. But once they find out their child is no longer enrolled in that college and no longer have 12 credit hours, then they can get that child support, current support amount, stopped. But they must send in the letter and express their point.
What about specialty education? When I say specialty education, maybe he's in law school or maybe the child is in medical school.
That doesn't matter. Once that child reached 21 years old, that's when the current child support amount cease.
Now, as far as modification is concerned, is that have to be done with both parents, or can only the father set modification?
No. Either parent can request a modification. The mother or the non-custodial parent can request a modification. So either party can. And normally we know the non-custodial wants a reduction in his current child support. And, of course, the custodial parent wants an increase in the child support amount. And they have to go through the process in which the worker, in which that's what I did for 5 years, was I worked in the modification section, in which we reviewed the case, reviewed their current employment information. We would input it in the system, and we would create a CSC. It's called a motion to modify, and we would create a new CSC 14 that outlined how much income that each parent is making. And if, for example, if they're carrying health insurance on the child, they'll get credit for it.
Oh, interesting.
And they will come up with a new amount. Hey, well, this is the new proposed amount of child support. And either they will agree, and sometimes if they disagree, it will go to a hearing. And then they have to wait until a hearing months down the road, and then a decision will be made at that time. In our schools, we need to implement a half semester of child support classes.
That's an excellent idea.
That right there is something that will reduce future welfare rolls, meaning if we make it a graduation requirement, instead of making a requirement to know 1890 history, you know, a half credit debt, and then you graduate. No, they need some practical solutions. And if we make that, we educate the students, we educate the male students, we educate the female students. We make that a Missouri requirement. And we need to start from the 8th to the senior year, educate them about child support, paternity establishment, about how much it costs to take care of a kid. We need to make sure that every child knows. And I believe if we implement that make that a Missouri high school graduation requirement. And I honestly believe in my heart that that will reduce unwanted pregnancies, that will reduce teenage pregnancies, because of then they will understand
what's going on,
what the consequences of sex, you know. And we know it's not love at that time, because we know
that's
it's
true.
Just teenagers.
That's
you
true.
Know, these are young adults that's experimenting. They don't know anything about real love. But I think that that should be something that the Missouri legislators, if you want to reduce the future roll calls of being dependent on the government, then that needs to be implemented. You know, once you educate them, you equip them with knowledge. And once they're equipped with knowledge, then those individuals will be smart enough, intelligent enough to say, hey, I'm not going to participate in this activity until I know I'm prepared. And then I like what Eric had to say, breaking the cycle. That's part of breaking the cycle right there.
Yes,
it is. Is education, is equipment. Because I have four daughters. I have to make sure they're educated.
Definitely.
And that they're responsible for their
Definitely.
Decisions. As we know, Roe versus Wade, you know, that's a legal decision that is still being supported today. So therefore, really, it is the female that has the bottom line decision.
Mm. Guys, we live in a completely different world than we did growing up.
Yes.
Everything is in our face now.
Yes. Everything.
Everything.
Yes.
Same-sex custodial parents. My question to you, Lawrence or Eric, is it legal in Missouri? And what are the true father's rights when it comes to child support for this type of situation?
Whew. Okay.
We get to the meat.
On same-sex marriage, I just think that the children should have a right to be raised by both parents, and that father should have my opinion is there shouldn't be any money sent anyway. There shouldn't be any money.
So, why?
Okay. Because both households need money. I mean, if you're saying that I need money to take care of my household, well, I could just say, well, I need money to take care of my household too.
True.
Okay.
True.
So, if it's all even and you have a man who's responsible, he wants to take care of his children, those children should spend their time with him. Now, if the mother is, let's say the mother is in the same-sex situation.
Yes.
He doesn't have any control over in that other household. He has no control over that household. So but with any situation, I'm saying there shouldn't be any money spent anyway. It goes. Either way it goes.
What do you think, Lawrence?
Well, my humble opinion is it takes a male and a female to bring life into this world, okay? And with that, if we implement 50% legal and joint physical custody, then that will eliminate the problem of their father being eliminated out of the life of his child.
Right.
Right there. So regardless if that mother or that father decide to marry someone of the same gender, that won't be an issue, because the state has finally recognized that, hey, Missouri is going to become a shared custody state. And our interest is to make sure that every child spends quality time with both of parents. And then if we can implement that, then the other issue won't be an issue.
Mm, interesting. Interesting. Wow. Fellas, we've had one heck of a conversation this morning, haven't we?
Yes, we yes. have.
And
yes,
I
we did.
Applaud both of you guys for coming in this morning. Hopefully, we've got some questions answered for some of our listening audience. Eric, you're the president and founder of Breaking the Cycle. How can they get in contact with you?
It's easy to reach me. My email address is breakthecycle2003@gmail.com. breakthecycle2003@gmail.com.
This is such a heavy situation and a heavy subject. I would hate to throw out your phone number right now, because I don't think, you would get any sleep over this.
You know what?
Lawrence, you too. You know doggone well that,
woo,
You know, once after this show airs, there are going to be a lot of questions to be asked and a lot of questions to be answered by you guys. So what I'm going to do is, perhaps in the near future, maybe the weekend before Father's Day, I'm inviting you guys to come out and speak to an abundance of fathers. We haven't picked a location yet, but once we pick the location, I want you, Lawrence Turner, and Eric
Harry L.,
to speak
to some of these young men and perhaps older men who have children and have problems with their child's rights to seeing their father or their daughter. Perhaps we can have some type of forum for fathers to come in and to talk to you guys about some of the important questions they may have about child support. If you'd like to get in contact with me, you can. My email address is sbyes@radio-one.com if this was something you would like to be a part of. This is Bethalto Today on Old School 955.